The Financial Times is reporting today that Amazon is now refocusing its effort to sell books in print. Americans read more books on actual paper than e-books, and print book sales are rising. As of today, the Amazon bestsellers are Neil Gaiman's Norse Mythology, The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, and 1984 by George Orwell. But it can still feel intimidating sometimes to pick up a book. So Harvard Business Review is out with some advice, and Kurt Nikisch, senior editor there, joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
So according to the Pew Research Center, Americans read an average of 12 books a year. And if you want to increase that, the Harvard Business Review says you should start by moving your TV.
Yeah. So picture this book that you want to read on your coffee table, but it's got the TV remote on top of that. What are you going to do when you come home from work or get done with dinner? If you're finding that you end up sort of going to your phone to see social media, or you turn it on to see the news, well, maybe you just need to move your TV to a room where it's not the default option.
Not have that competition between the book and the TV.
Right. It's like cookies next to the salad.
Okay. Another piece of advice, make a public commitment. What does that mean?
Yeah. So the same way that people say on Facebook they're going to lose so many pounds, or they join a walking group, you can use that same behavior to just tell people, I'm reading this book, or I just finished this book, or I'm going to do this. If you make reading part of your identity, it's just much easier to make it a habit and break other ones.
Might just make it more difficult for the other people because they see that you're racing through all of these books and they're thinking they're not doing as well as maybe they should.
They can join you.
Well, how do you decide what books to read?
Yeah, so this is where it often is complicating, and people walk into a bookstore. I mean, 50,000 books are published each year, right? Mm. On top of this amazing library that's already there. It's kind of like walking into a wine store and you're like, oh my goodness, where do I begin? Mm. Well, listen to other people that you like, people who you find interesting. Find out what they're reading. You talked to Tim Ferriss on the show today. He publishes a reading list. Mm. Bill Gates has a reading list. There's a podcaster I like, Mike Duncan. He podcasts about history, and he talks about books that kind of go deeper into the issues that he's talking about. So find the people and the threads that sort of spark your curiosity, and use that as your way into these libraries.
And NPR is a great resource as well. They've got great lists on their website, npr.org. If you don't like the book, should you quit or push through?
Quit it. I mean, so many people stop reading because they're kind of not into that book anymore, but then it just sits there, makes them feel guilty. The other thing is, don't just quit reading the book, like get it out of your bookshelf, make room for something else, give it to somebody else, and just move on to the next one. You only have so many books in your life.
There's also advice that you give for people who want to read much more, like one book a week. What can they do?
Yeah, so fiction's different. You really need to immerse yourself into that world. But for nonfiction books, your goal is not actually to read the book, it's to understand it. And you probably don't need to read it all to understand it. You can skim each chapter. You can get the ideas, understand the arguments, and then maybe you find out it's so interesting you read the whole thing. But you can move through books a lot more quickly if you just have the goal of understanding them rather than reading them.
That's Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, and we'll link you to their list of things you could do if you want to read more books at hereandnow.org. Kurt, thank you.
Jeremy, my pleasure.